Police say they've arrested a man who took a photo of a so-called protected object, which are places and facilities in Sweden that are considered important, often for national security reasons. The object in question was located on Lovön outside Stockholm, and the photo was taken using an inbuilt camera in the man's car. Police say he's a foreign citizen and that his car has been impounded. Beyond strict rules around entry, it's also illegal to photograph or film protected objects. Sweden's Gender Equality Agency has been given the task of looking at how young men and boys are impacted by what they encounter online. Gender Equality Minister Nina Larsson of the Liberals says young boys often encounter damaging messaging in online video games, on social media, and in online forums. And there's concern that they can sometimes even be linked to foreign powers, for example Russia, which the minister says uses topics like feminism and gender equality in its online disinformation campaigns. Train journeys along the Öresund Bridge linking Sweden and Denmark will be temporarily cancelled for a 24-hour period over the weekend to allow for maintenance work. An 800-metre-long overhead line's being replaced, and there won't be any rail transport on the bridge from 2 p.m. on Saturday until the same time on Sunday. Replacement buses will be available. And Sweden's weather service, SMHI, has issued a yellow warning for heavy rain on Saturday, impacting parts of southern and central Sweden, including the cities of Gothenburg, Norrköping and Karlstad. Between 30 and 60 millimetres of rain can be expected in some areas, and the warning will be in place from 10 o'clock on Saturday morning until 10 o'clock that same evening. And those were Friday's headlines from Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. For a more in-depth look at the week's news, you can find our long-form podcast, Radio Sweden Weekly, in this same feed. Have a good weekend.